Good afternoon and welcome into Woods and Water, South Carolina. Hope y'all are having a kind of a cool Saturday out there. What is that? Like second winter or third winter or?
No.
I forget what it is. I don't have that sheet about South Carolina weather.
I think it's the second.
Yeah, second or third winter.
Because we've already been through the summer of deception.
Yeah, false winter or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We just have that thing memorized by now.
Ding, 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 ding. We have breaking news. we have guests.
Later.
Tony and Anna Kay, Crescent High School fishing team, going to be with us.
Girl power is taking over the show today.
Today, yeah. Tony and I have a very minor role. No. It is Fat Bear Week.
Now tell me what Fat Bear Week is.
Fat bears.
Also, if you hear a noise in the background, Sophie is snoring again. Yeah. And this time she's right behind our seat.
Fat Bear Week. You vote on, what is this? Webby Awards People's Voice. But anyway, it's the Katmai National Park and Reserve in Alaska. They have this contest every year. It's called Fat Bear Week. Honky Chomp Bear Donk-a-Donk. From crowning Alaska's fattest bear to the launch of the National Park Service app and sharing insider, the NPS was recognized in 2022 by the International Academy of Digital Arts and Science with Webby nominations in multiple categories. And this nominee is hashtag Fat Bear Week. Nominated in the social events and live streams category, Fat Bear Week is an annual celebration of success and for survival, highlighting the resilience, adaptability and strength of Katmai National Park's brown bears. Bears compete, quote-unquote, against each other in a bracket-style tournament, and online visitors can vote in a series of matchups, ultimately resulting in the crowning of a Fat Bear Week champion. It's like March Madness for fat bears. Last year, bear number 480, name of Otis, won. Otis is very cuddly. See him right there?
Otis doesn't look cuddly. Otis looks like he just had one too many.
He's got part of a salmon in his mouth, so, you know, that's why he's fat.
Why fat matters. You
know, why fat matters. Nearly 800,000 votes cast last year.
What do people do with their days?
This is kind of fun. I'm going to vote. How it works, it's a March Madness-style bracket, and you go to explore.org's website and the criteria, and then you can vote for the Fat Bears. They have a Fat Bear Junior, too.
I don't understand. Oh, Lord.
Otis was in 2014. Bead Nose was in 2015. Otis won again in 16 and 17. Bead Nose went in 18. Holly did 19. Bear number 747, they haven't named that one.
Fat Bear.
Otis won again in 21. But Otis has been fat for a long time. Otis basically has some serious heart problems
right
now. He
probably has diabetes or something.
Fat Bear Week. In today's world, it's good you have a little levity like Fat Bear Week. So go vote for your fat bear. You snorted. I can't believe you snorted. You actually did that on the air, too. And I didn't catch it in 7 seconds.
Well, ow, it hurt.
I hope y'all are laughing, too. Go take. Hey, look, we got to have some levity in this world, the way things are going. Seriously, go vote in the Fat Bear Week contest. Katmai National Park. Google it. Google
just
will get you anything.
A new word. Vat.
Fat Bear Week. Gotta love it. Gotta love the outdoors in general.
Gotta love fat bears.
Gotta love fat bears. I resemble a fat bear sometimes.
You're a grumpy fat bear.
I'm a grumpy fat bear. Yeah. I would get many votes if I was a fat bear. No, seriously. Thanks for tuning in. Hope somebody laughed. Hope your day's a little bit better. We are going to talk a lot about high school fishing coming up. From both a girl standpoint and a coach daddy standpoint. Should be good. And if you're interested in and especially you parents with girls who want to fish competitively, this will be good for you. Y'all can do it. Honestly, you can do. Yep. Fishing is one thing that's not about strength. Fishing is about a mental
strength.
Attitude.
Mental strength is a big thing.
I mean, you gotta be able to fish, okay? But it's more about the mental part. That's the hardest part of fishing, competitive fishing.
Yep.
Calendar events this week brought to you by Lake Mer, no, Capital City.
Lake Murray Country. Yeah, you stole my line.
I know. April 14th, the Lake Murray branch of the National Deer Alliance is having their sportsman's banquet. Food is important, and that's being provided by Sheely's.
Oh. No.
Oh, Sheely's in Batesburg, Leesville. I've only been eating there for like almost my entire life. Live auction, silent auction, raffles, games, all that stuff, you know. Date the 14th, 6 to 10, TNS Farms in Leesville, South Carolina. Go to the National Deer Alliance, look for events in your area, or contact Rick Counts, who is the regional director.
Dreer Island is hosting the second annual Little Mountain Fire Rescue Benefit Bass Tournament. That is on April 15th from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. And first place is $5,000. There's some big fish cash prizes, and it doesn't say anything about registering, so I guess you get there and register there. But go check it out.
Maybe so. on April the 30th, the Red Roof Inn is having a dolphin tournament. $500 to enter. They have categories dolphin, wahoo, blackfin, tuna, and mixed bags. It's April 30th. Weigh-in is Rockland Avenue, Guatemala Island, from 4 to 8. Prizes awarded to outstanding lady and youth dolphin anglers. Got a fish fry, a live music, bring your own booze. Registration is open until 5 p.m. April 29th. Cash only. Captain's meeting held the night before. Dolphin season's here. I got to get offshore this year.
I do.
Yes.
Trinity Baptist Church in Williamson, South Carolina is having a Sportsman's Fellowship dinner with a special guest speaker, Clay Dyer. That's Saturday, April 16th. Doors open at 3, meal at 5. Yeah, and there's some door prizes, and tickets are $10 a person.
And where do they go to find more information? I don't know.
It doesn't have a link on here.
Yeah, Sportsman's. Yeah, look for it. You'll find it. Yeah. Google it.
Yeah, Google it. You can find it.
Or DuckDuckGo it.
DuckDuckGo. Are you done?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Done.
The second annual fishing tournament benefiting the Connie Maxwell Children's Home is April 23rd on Lake Hartwell. $2,000 guaranteed first prize, $10 entry fee per person. They're giving away some gift cards. You can bring some items to donate, like pillows, cases of water, paper products, stuff like that. And you can go online to get more details about that.
And that's the calendar brought to you by Capital City Lake Murray Country.
You stole my line again.
I did go to Tulsa, Oklahoma for the Red Crest. Congratulations to Bobby Lane. Yeah, we're gonna talk more about that. I've actually got Casey Ashes gonna come on, talk a little fishing, but more about turkey hunting. Let's see. Andy Montgomery finished 5th. Yeah, Brian Thrift 9th. Casey finished 13th. Ott DeFoe finished 27th. I bet he wasn't happy about that. And Anthony, dead last. 41st. It was not a happy camper the first night.
Yeah.
Did go out to dinner, and he was better the next few nights, but it was a good time. Had a ball. Went to a ball while I was there.
Like, literally had a ball.
Yeah, went to a ball. At the ball, yeah.
But you had a ball.
I drove almost 100 miles on historic Route 66, and I thought about Cars movie the whole time I was on it.
You're still a child.
I am. Got a little bit of that wide open spaces out there in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of cows, not many people. I like that. Sometimes I get tired of people. Anyway, hang on. We got Tony and Anna after the break, y'all. More Woods and Water South on the other side. Say something smart.
Something smart.
Say something about the music.
I was actually going to say the music's not. That's not bad. It's not. Until you start dancing.
Dire Straits.
Please spare me. I don't need the visuals to go along with the
song.
Well,
don't look over here then.
Well, it's kind of hard when you're sitting right next to me.
No. You can look forward, look at your sheet of paper, do something.
Or you could just stop dancing.
I'm not dancing. I'm sitting in a chair.
Never mind. Anyway, welcome into another segment of Woods and Water. Can't believe y'all are still with us, but
took you that long to say that?
Well, I had to complain a little bit first.
I know, you always do.
I did.
Okay.
Anyway, so Dad, we love to encourage women in the outdoors, don't we, on the show? And yes. We actually have a very special guest with us today.
Yes, we do. We have two special guests.
Two, yeah, actually. Yeah, I know.
We're going to try to stay away from the boys versus, or the girls versus the boys here.
It's going
to
end up like
and
that.
Beat up on the guys. But we do. It's and this is on the heels of the first girl team winning a state championship in Louisiana last weekend. But we are so happy to have Anna Kay and Tony Kay with us. They're Anna's been fishing a long time, and her dad's been watching her fish a long time from the captaincy though, and so he's with us too. But thanks both of you for taking time out of your day to be here on Woods and Water, South Carolina. We're going to have fun with this. We're going to talk about high school fishing from a girl standpoint, which is that's really cool because we do a lot with the guys.
Yeah, we do.
We do, and girls are making a big impact and big inroads in the outdoor industry, both in hunting side, fishing side, and all. And who knows, this may be some encouragement for a girl who's out there who's thinking, I want to do high school fishing. And, hey, here's your role model right here, Anna Kay.
Yeah.
How's that, Anna? That sets you up pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Well, take just a second, introduce yourself to us. And then after you're done, just get Dad to say a few words too, and we'll get busy.
All right. I'm Anna Kay from Crescent High School. I'm a junior, and I've been fishing high school tournaments since I was in the sixth grade, so it's about 7 years right now.
My name is Tony Kay. I'm her dad. I've been the captain, and trust me, it's been a tough 7 years.
But... Oh, it has already started, Taylor, and he fired the first volley.
I knew it.
I couldn't let Taylor have it all.
No, yeah, absolutely not.
Nobody ever lets me. Nobody lets me win on this show anymore. Oh. I used to when I was all cute and cuddly and young.
Oh, yeah. Now you're like a porcupine.
Now I just take a beating every Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, y'all, go ahead, Tony. You ought to hear sometimes when Andy or Anthony or Casey or somebody, they just give her up the road unmercifully.
Lord,
so feel free. You know Taylor. We have an agreement here that if you know Taylor, you can beat up on Taylor.
Yeah.
So you know Taylor, so feel free to have at it.
I just kind of picture myself as like a one big punching bag.
Yeah, that's right.
5'7" and a half foot punching bag.
That's good. You know, and before right there, it's starting off is a great one.
A punching bag?
No.
Oh, okay.
Tony's saying he's watched a lot of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what a boat captain does. Tony, how, as a dad, first of all, how hard is it to, and you can't do this anyway, how hard is it to kind of put some duct tape on your mouth and let your daughter run things?
There are days it's very challenging when she gets hung up doing something way too long and it just starts getting on your nerves a little bit. But, you know, we've come to an understanding over the years, and she kind of knows when I'm getting frustrated with her in an area, and I just do it for her betterment, you know, to make her understand it's time to go. We got to go. And,
right.
And it's got to the point in these last 2 years where there's very little of that. I mean, she pretty much knows when it's time to go, and she's really taking a lot of notes and learned what's going on.
You know, I saw that very thing. Where were we like 2 years ago?
Clark's Hill.
That's right. Because y'all were doing something, and I was sitting there watching, and all of a sudden Anna says, okay, let's go. And Tony, I don't think you were upset at that time. I think it was just Anna was like, okay, this is not happening. We're going out here and fish. Y'all went out and started fishing top water out in the middle of the lake. I remember that.
Yep.
Anna, I've watched you grow up. I hate to say it like that because I don't want to make you feel like, you know, so young because I'm so old. But anyway, it's I was talking to your dad earlier, and I can remember it's at least been 5, maybe 6 years from the first time I watched you fish a tournament.
You are old, Dad.
I know I am.
It's okay. Mine is too.
Yeah. And it continues.
I'm about to say, we're already teaming up.
You're already, yeah. This is going to be fun. But no, it's is a privilege. And to have a father-daughter, that we love that interaction, mm-hmm. father-daughter. And, you know, I'm sure there's been times when you've wanted to just leave her out on the water and she's wanted to leave you out on the water. And that's good because that's that relationship that happens.
Yeah, we know that from experience, Dad.
We do. All right, it's time for us not to talk as much, Taylor.
Yeah. No, I know.
And let them talk because their time is valuable. So go ahead.
Well, I'm gonna start it off.
Yep.
Anna, I'm gonna make you think way back to your very roots. How did you get started fishing, or who got you started fishing?
All right, so Daddy used to fish BFLs and Bass Opens, and when I was little, he quit, but he had me out on the water every weekend. I was fishing, and from the moment I caught my first bass, I just fell in love with bass fishing. So
I love that.
How old would you have been when you caught your first bass?
3 years old.
3 years old.
I was catching brim at that point. I hadn't worked up to bass.
Yeah. That is actually funny because I was sitting there with my little Barbie rod and my bobber.
There you go.
I saw what Daddy had, and I said, "Daddy, let me throw that." He captured it out there for me, and I started reeling it in. It was a Seville, actually.
Okay.
And I started reeling it in, and all of a sudden, this fish comes up and hits it, and it ended up being like 5.5 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
And Daddy helped me reel it in, so.
Well, let me tell you the whole story here.
Give us the whole story, Tony.
So, I was out there catching fish on a fluke and handing her the rod.
Okay.
And she was reeling me in, having a blast.
Sure.
And I had this brand new $20 Seville. It had just come out, laying on the deck. She said, "Daddy, that's pretty. I want to throw that." And it was striper's cool. And I'm like, nah. She kept on. So, finally, I did. Like she said, I cast it out, and she hooked that fish. She landed that fish completely by herself, other than her mother holding her life jacket and holding onto the rod.
Make sure the fish didn't dunk you, huh?
Yeah,
that takes me back to the time. Well, we'll save that. You caught like a 4 pound largemouth on a Barbie rod. We were crappie fishing.
I thought I was gonna either break my rod in half or I was going in swimming after that fish.
And the fish was in a tree, and I'm sitting there the whole time going, "This is not gonna last. Not gonna last. Not gonna last."
I do remember that.
Yeah, good stuff. And that's, you know, and you two, I'm sure y'all talk about that often. I mean, that's one of those memories that will be ever ingrained in both of you. And, you know, 20 years from now, y'all laugh about that first bass.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the wall, too. So
yep, it's on the right wall.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So you're getting reminded every night when you come home. That's even better. I won't ask who outfished who that day because he's already admitted he was letting her reel in fish.
Yeah, that's probably good.
Anna, okay, so you fell in love with bass fishing. And I don't know how long the Crescent program's been going on. Were you like one of the first ones in the first year they had it? I mean, what made you decide to start fishing in middle school at that time?
All right, so the Crescent team actually started back in 2013, which happened to be the same year that Daddy bought a bass boat after getting rid of the pontoon. And I picked out the boat, and then we were sitting there talking to this lady at Palmetto Boat Center.
Okay.
And she was mentioning to my dad how there's this high school trail that started up, and they were fishing all the lakes in South Carolina, and it just spiked my interest. I think I was in fifth grade at that time, maybe.
Okay.
And so I knew as soon as I got in sixth grade, that's what I wanted to do. So Daddy signed me up for the team. And back then, we had this coach, and sadly, he passed away a few years ago, but he loved me to death, and he was all about girls fishing. His daughter fished, too.
Okay.
And it just really encouraged me to keep pushing through the years and fish.
Now, has Tony always been your boat captain? I know I know when Taylor talked about fishing in high school, I was like, the only way I'm going to let her fish is if I'm her boat captain. Is that kind of the way you did it, too, Tony?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now she has had another boat captain for some of the opens and some of the TBF.
Sure.
But, you know, we've still a shared responsibility between me and him. So
That's great. See, I'm not the only dad.
Oh, no, I know.
I'm not overprotective. I just want to be there.
Yeah, you always want to be there.
I do.
For and Tony just has about to. Everything.
That's right.
Uh-huh. I always do.
Always. Right. I mean, I can't shake them.
I mean, look, you're our little girls. Uh-huh. Even though you're not little anymore, you're still our little girls. And to a dad, little girls have just a special place.
More special than Jordan? Dang.
Well, I didn't say that now.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. We got about a minute and a half here. Gosh, I really hate to start off with that one.
No.
Okay, give us a funny story. You got a minute and a half. Give us a funny story about high school fishing.
All right. So we were on Lake Gunnersville. It was my first time ever there. And I was throwing a 6XD on some shell beds. And all of a sudden, I hook into this fish, and I start reeling it in. And I think it's the biggest largemouth of my life. It comes up. It looks like a turtle because it just flashes. And I just see, like, yellow. And it gets closer to the boat. And it ends up being a drum. And I've never seen a drum or caught one before in my life. And that thing was about 30 pounds. I actually have a picture of it, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Taylor caught a turtle one time.
Big old snapping turtle. That was on a Barbie rod, too. Yeah, actually, I had a lot of memories with that Barbie rod. But, yeah, I thought that was another time I thought I was going to go swimming with the snapping turtle, which was not going to be good for me.
30 seconds. Did I miss the music? I didn't miss it yet. Okay. All right. 30 seconds. What's the biggest stripe you've ever caught bass fishing? Because I know you catch them.
Probably around 12 or 13 pounds, actually.
That'll make
it. It was on top water.
Ooh.
Now that.
Yeah. You had me at top water.
Yeah, I was saying.
Oh, me. Well, it's that's a pretty good place to end it, Taylor. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah.
You think Got they'll hang on for another? You think they'll hang on to the break? Or hang up on us?
Maybe, unless you're too annoying.
Oh, it can't be annoying. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, y'all hang out. We're just breaking the ice here with Anna and Tony. Talking about high school fishing, so y'all hang on. We're going to be back and talk a lot more about a lot more high school fishing. See you on the other side of the break. You'll get it.
This is where I start to wonder about your music choices.
Oh, you like this. It's a long intro because it's taken off the music video and not just the soundtrack. This is actually on a bunch of reels on Instagram right now as a thing. Listen right here.
See? I do know this
See?
Song.
See, you know this song.
Why is it so long?
I told you it came off a music video, not just the soundtrack.
How about that? Mm.
Anna, do you know this song at all?
I do know this song.
Wow. She must listen to her dad's radio just like you do. Look at that.
Oh, I completely missed that high five. It went.
Yep.
Yeah. No, it's on her playlist.
It's on her playlist.
See, that's so cool. The problem I've run into. He's found out some of his music's on my playlist now, and I'm not hearing the end of it.
No.
Yeah, I know.
It's another constant point I can just poke you with it.
I know, and it's I great. Hate that.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Taylor and I have two very special guests with us, Tony
still,
and Anna Kay.
They're still here. On.
Yeah, they didn't hang up over the break.
Yeah, wow. Well,
that's amazing. It's going to happen one of these days. Yeah, it's going to happen. It's okay. Everything happens once. And we're talking about high school fishing. Anna's been fishing like 7 years now through middle school and now junior and high school. Tony's been our boat captain. For those of you that don't know about high school fishing or middle school fishing, you have the two anglers, but they're not allowed to
drive the boat.
So they have a boat captain. And if you listen to last segment, Tony said he's watched Anna fish a lot.
Watched.
Patiently, yes, I'm sure. Anna, it's, you know, you look at the Bassmaster Elite Series, you look at the Major League Fishing BPTs, you look at a lot of BFLs and Opens and all, and there are a few girls scattered around in that stuff, but as in a lot of male dominated sports, and I'm not trying to cause a argument here or anything, girls are kind of few and far between, but it's different than high school fishing. There's a real representation of girls in fishing, at least in the middle school, high school, and now going into college. Yeah. And we're going to talk about college here in a little bit. How tough what were some of the challenges, especially starting as what, a sixth grader?
Yep.
That you overcame. I'm not going to say there that, you know, they stuck it to you and gave you a lot of ribbon, but for some of the challenges you had to overcome to be able to fish and earn some respect in it.
All right. So this doesn't happen to everybody, but it just happened to me.
Okay.
Again, my sixth grade year, I had a fishing partner. She was a female too. And she ended up quitting on me about halfway through the season. And that really discouraged me. But next thing I know, Daddy looks at me. He says, "Get your butt up. We're going fishing and you're going to catch fish." And I did, and from that moment on, I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. But through middle school, I had it a little rough. People would kind of come at me and say, oh, you're a girl. You shouldn't be out here doing this. There's no way you can do it. But over the years, as I've gotten into high school, these people that have been saying this stuff, they begin to become your friends because they see that you're not just some weak little girl like everybody thinks. You're out here doing this, competing with them
and catching fish and placing up in the point standings and all. Yeah. And interesting that you had a partner quit on you. You don't think about that, but you know, it's not like you're at school and you just have maybe brushed through classes. I mean, you're on a boat for 8-9 hours at most 15 feet apart. That can be tough if you don't get along.
It is very tough.
Yeah.
I've bumped heads with my partner many times that I have now, but we work it out and we've got through it a lot these past 2 years. She's been with me since seventh grade. So.
Wow.
Yep. I don't know how.
I didn't know girls could be friends that long.
She started to quit on me many times, but she never has because I know she loves it.
Yeah.
We just like to threaten each other that we're gonna quit or not put up with you anymore, but then we really don't because then we realize we can't do life without
Interesting. Never thought about quitting on somebody in a team because this is a team sport.
Yep.
Did you fish the rest of the year by yourself?
I did. I finished the rest of the year solo except for the Palmetto Boat Center Classic. Elizabeth, which is my partner now, she got to fish that with me. And we did pretty good together, and that's kind of when we clicked as partners. So,
Well, besides teamwork, because you pretty much just touched on that, what do you think fishing has taught you? That could be whether, you know, fishing with a partner or just fishing by yourself in general. What is one thing, main thing that fishing has taught you?
The main thing it's taught me is patience. And honestly, being out there and seeing just maybe the sunrise or seeing the sunset brings a lot to you. And you get thankful for what you're able to be out there doing because there's other people who don't have the opportunity to do it. So,
yeah.
It's interesting you mentioned sunrises because there's a lot of people that never get to see the sunrise on the water.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it is a special thing. I mean,
it is very special.
I have almost wrecked the boat, turning around, taking pictures of the sunrise behind us.
I have been yelling at you.
Yeah.
Dad, there is a dock in front of us.
Yeah, but that's, you know, sunrises are, they are special.
And they're never the same.
Nope.
That's always exactly what I was about to say.
Well, sorry, I kind of stole your thunder.
Quit doing that, Taylor. She's the guest.
I know, I need to shut up.
Okay.
We talked about this before the break.
We did.
I need to shut up.
Toughest thing about what's been the best thing about it? I mean,
the best thing about it?
Yeah, the best thing about it. I mean, looking back, and you still got a couple of tournaments here, your junior, you got your senior year. I mean, at the end of your senior year, looking back over, what do you think is going to be the thing that just, that you look back on that you're going to miss the most?
just going out of state and really meeting other female anglers and getting to talk to them and learn ways that they fish and teach them ways that I fish and just compare them with each other, I think is probably the best thing that has came out of this.
Where all do you meet other fingerwell anglers from? I mean, what states? I mean, where have you been? And I'm sure they've met hometown girls, but you probably met girls from coming further distances than you come.
Yep. I've been to Alabama and talked to a few. I know a few girls from North Carolina and Tennessee and Georgia, of course, because I live right near Georgia.
Yeah.
And South Carolina. So, good deal.
Well, an interesting point.
Yeah.
3 years ago, you met Avery.
Yep.
She met a young lady named Avery Doughty who now goes to Carson Newman. And they become really good friends. And we meet at, like, at this past classic, we all met up, you know, and so on and so forth. But she's been able to build a relationship with a lot of other people in the country, male and female.
Tony, what are you going to miss the most after her senior year?
My boat.
Which tells me the boat may be going to college with Anna.
Exactly.
Oh,
but yeah. No. In all seriousness, I mean, you know, yeah, we may have disagreements and disagree with us amongst each other on the boat, but
sure,
just those times together, because that time can't be replaced.
Mm-mm. No, but I'm sure, you know, we talk about toughness of fishing, getting up on a morning where it's cold and raining. I've been out there on the water on some of those cold mornings, shooting pictures of y'all launching and all, and rainy weather, windy weather, dangerous weather, bad fishing conditions,
long days
and all. This is time that y'all will, I mean, I can't imagine the time y'all spent together. Traveling time, eating time. I mean, Taylor, you know what that's like.
Oh, yeah, especially the eating time.
Yeah. and that has got to be worth the price of admission to y'all.
Yeah, we've had hundreds and hundreds of hours on the water, you know, many, many miles of interstates. And, you know, it's been a very bonding experience, but at the same time, it's been a growing experience.
Tony, when she goes off to college, you going to go watch her fish when she fishes the college tournaments?
Oh, absolutely.
Lots of fan, always a fan.
Absolutely.
He'll come if it's in Alabama, Georgia, or South Carolina.
Oh man, we got about a minute left, Taylor. What do we want to? Let's see.
I don't know.
Well, we kind of already covered, because I was going to ask Anna if it's hard to make a decision with Tony, and Tony said he gets aggravated with her, and she picks up on that.
I get aggravated with him a lot too. So
it's a two-way street.
It is a two-way street. It's always a two-way street.
What? Real quick, what's the most annoying thing about Tony in the boat?
Because he sits there and he'll lay back in the seat and he'll start snoring. And I'm sitting there trying to fish and I start laughing.
What else am I supposed to do?
That sounds like something you do, Daddy.
I will give you this, Tony. You have more patience than I do. I go out and marshal some and I sit there and watch those guys. And I can't stand it. It's all I can do not to, like, want to hop up on the deck with them and start fishing or something. So,
well, we fish an average of 20 tournaments a year. So,
wow,
taxing.
That's a lot of watching. All right, well, we're gonna come back. We're gonna do one more segment with Tony and Anna. So y'all hang on, and the music's a little bit off, but hey, we'll get over it. See you on the other side of the break. Carry on, you carry on, sweet Southern comfort. You carry on. Carry on, sweet Southern comfort, carry on. The more and more I dig into his music, I could listen to Darius Rucker or Hootie and the Blowfish.
Darius Rucker.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Darius Rucker. Daddy, don't start this.
Oh, we need to do this.
Okay, maybe we do need to do this.
Okay, I don't know if y'all listen to this kind of music, but okay, without saying it, Tony, in your mind, who is this? Anna, in your mind, who is this? And the two choices are obviously Hootie and the Blowfish or Darius Rucker. We know him well enough to do this.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So let's, who you want to do, Tony or Anna first?
Anna, who is that to you? Is that Hootie and the Blowfish from, like, way back? Like, the old people? Like, your dad and my dad? Ow! Or is it Darius Rucker?
I think I'm going to go with you and say it's Darius Rucker.
Praise God.
Okay, let's go for the split here. Tony, who is that? Is that Hootie and the Blowfish or Darius Rucker?
That's Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, come on.
The old guy's got to stick together here. Okay, we split that one.
That was a half a point for each of us.
That's half a point for each of us.
Yes.
I would love to know who's winning. Me. We do that. We do that with a lot of first time guests. You know, who is this? It's kind of a fun icebreaker and all, and y'all did well on it.
I'm winning.
No, you're not. Yeah. Anna, we all have them, and this is going to be fun. What's the, you know, and you hear about them, oh, they're out there to catch more anglers and catch more fish, and we've all bought them. I'm not going to go into my history of buying things that don't catch fish, but
yeah, don't. Caught me.
What's the one thing? There's got to be one thing. What is it?
So I was in, this was in Alabama too, when I was at Gunnersville, and I saw this buzzbait hanging on the wall, and I bought it, and it had the blade, of course, and it had one of the little clicker clacker things on it.
Oh, yeah.
And the first time I threw that thing, that is the loudest buzzbait known to man. And I threw it about 3 times. And I got so mad because the sound irritated me. And I was like, there ain't no fish going to eat this thing. They're all going to run away from it because it sounds like a daggum thunderstorm coming up.
I told her it was for alligators. It wasn't for dogs.
For alligators? Yeah, there you go. Okay, there's $8.
Yep, or 10 or 12.
That's it, yeah. Oh, yeah, we've all got them. Yeah. We won't go there.
And she still has it. That's the bad thing.
It's hanging up in the garage. I refuse to put it in the boat.
Well, there you go.
You found one use for it. Decoration.
The reminder. That's right. Don't.
Don't buy things you don't need.
That's right. Yeah. Don't say that. We wouldn't have anything in the boat out there. That's what we fit. Anna, you know, we talked a little bit about your sixth grade year, your partner quitting, disappointing, your dad saying, all right, we're going fishing. You finished out the year, which says a lot about you as a person and an angler that, you know, and I never let the girls quit something they started. So, Tony, kudos to you. Take us through your fishing career from seventh, eighth, ninth. Just hit some of the high points and maybe a low point or two of your fishing career.
All right, so my seventh grade year was pretty normal. I mean, we ended up finishing fifth in the middle school for the Palmetto Boat Center division. In eighth grade, we did the same thing, finished fifth. But that was the first year that Bass had a junior open.
Okay.
And it was actually held here on Lake Hartwell where I live. And the bad thing is we finished third by 4 ounces. And that really just crushed my dreams.
Fishing is a game of ounces, you know it?
Oh, yeah. If we would have had 4 ounces of water drops on we would have won.
That's a spit-up herring in the live well.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, speaking of that, what's the old technique your dad taught you that you used?
It's a secret. I can't really tell you that.
See there?
You almost tricked me.
Fishermen and their secrets.
Because she didn't say that. She didn't say what it was. Just old technique.
But it must be working for you.
It must be working for her. All right.
Old people techniques.
Ah, yeah. Them old people techniques. We love those. Sometimes. Oh, yeah. Sometimes.
They catch big fish.
Sometimes.
For some people. It must not be any of my old techniques. All right. Ninth grade. Keep going.
All right, so my ninth grade year, everything's pretty much going great. I was in school. It was my first year of high school, and then quarantine.
Oh, that messed up everybody.
It made me so mad because, well, we were out of school, which I wasn't mad about that.
Sure.
But our fishing season had basically ended.
Right.
But me and Daddy still went out during quarantine because there's nothing else to do, and boat ramps were closed everywhere unless you had a pass.
Yeah.
And that was... Actually, quarantine fishing was some of the best fishing that I've ever had. Like, we had several 15, 16-pound bags. So
wow.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah?
Yep.
Let's see. Classic on Lake Wye lost the tournament day 2 to careless errors. Please elaborate. Yeah.
Okay, so we fished Lake Wylie. I think it was our second. No, maybe it was our first time fishing Wylie.
I was there. I caught it with you. You were trolling, motoring around a boat dock.
Yep, it was our first time. And so first day of Classic, we had about 9 pounds. It was only a 3-fish tournament because okay. It was in the middle of summer.
Right.
Next day, we go out there. Same place, same area. I lose a fish on a jig, and then there's usually only one fish on that dock, so we just up and left and went to our next spot, and there's fish loaded up and down that wall. Well, I flipped up the wall and let the bait fall down. I set the hook in this fish and start coming to the boat, and I'm stressed out because it's about 12 o'clock, and, like, we got to catch fish. We got to have fish. And I reel it. I keep reeling it. I'm telling my partner to get the net. And I'm so stressed out that I reel it to the end of my rod, and it pops off.
Oh!
It was about a 5-pound fish, too.
That hurts.
That does hurt.
Okay.
That was like a punch.
About 5 minutes later, she does the same thing, but she doesn't reel it to the end of her rod. She pushes her rod towards the fish. Fish jumps, spits out the bait at her, about 3 pounds, goes down. It was so bad.
That's fishing.
And I think we had one more bite that day on that wall.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let's put a stamp on the 9th grade year and move on.
Yeah, for real.
Yep. We did catch one fish that day. It was a 12-inch spot.
Thank goodness for the 12-inch spots.
Love them.
10th grade year.
All right, so like I mentioned earlier, I fished Gunnersville, which 10th grade was the first time I actually fished Gunnersville, and I fell in love with it because I've never flipped mats before until I got there, and Daddy was teaching me, and I was like, oh my goodness, I love this so much, and you could hear the brim clicking in the mats, uh-huh. And everything was just so cool. But then we got further into the year, and me and Elizabeth were fishing, and this is probably our worst year we've had together. But we ended up getting ourselves back together towards the end of the year, had a 12th place finish in PBC.
Yeah.
And then me and my other partner fished the TBF World Finals.
Okay.
Which we qualified for together.
Yep.
And I didn't think I had it, and he didn't think we had the titles that we got.
Right.
But I actually ended up winning the top female angler in the world finals. And me and him together were the top co-ed team. So wow. Things started looking up
plus this summer. Plus scholarships. And then we had partnerships with some of the tackle companies and all. 11th grade year, you're about halfway into it. We got it. It don't happen about like a minute and a half. So
right,
how things been this year?
It's going pretty good. We're actually sitting 19th in points right now for Palmetto Boat Center.
Okay.
And we're only 27 points out of 10th place. So it's very tight.
Yeah.
And I feel like we got this. We're going to end up top 10 this year.
Cool.
Put your mind to it. You can do anything.
That's right. Well, quick. Yeah. We got about 2 minutes before we need to start wrapping things up. College. Got some college visits lined up, do you?
I do. I'm actually going to tour Carson Newman this month, and shortly after that, I'm going to tour Georgia Southern.
What are you looking for? I mean, well, I guess this would be the optimum time to say, what do you plan to do with the rest of your life?
Well, I'm looking to get into collegiate bass fishing.
Okay.
And I'm looking for some of the better programs that have a coach and not a fisherman as a coach. Because I really just want to have somebody there to support me and tell me that you got this. You're going to be good. You're fine.
Encouraging.
So, yeah.
That's what a lot of kids. Yeah. Tony, you got one more year of this. How do you think, from a dad and a coach's standpoint, you followed her all these years. How do you think she's going to do next year? What's next year going to be like?
She'll be fine. I mean, it's going to be her senior year, so it'll be a It's going to be a bittersweet year. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Understand that.
Because, you know, it's end of one thing and beginning of another. And, you know, she'll do fine. And you brought it up a few minutes ago. She's done very well with her partner companies. And I'll let her talk about that because she's got a couple of great partners she's in with now. And that'll carry on through with her to college. And, you know, she'll be fine. I mean, it's just, I want her to be comfortable wherever she chooses to go to college. And that's the most important thing I tell her. It's not about the tuition program. It's more about your comfort.
Yeah. Well, quickly, got about 30 seconds. Tell us a few of your partnerships you got with.
I have a partnership with Cash King, which is the best reels and rods I've ever used. And I'm not just saying that because we're partners, but they really are. They're very good quality. And the reels fit good for people with smaller hands.
Okay.
And then we have Livingston Lures, which I've been with for a while. I love them. There's nothing I wouldn't go to a lake with that one in my hand.
All right. Because you like crankbaits. I saw that.
I do. Yes. Very much love crankbaits.
All right. 15 seconds. Keep rolling.
And then I have American Bait Works, which is bigger companies like Scum Frog and Net Bait. They also have Set the Hook,
Halo Rods,
and Freedom Tackle.
Cool. Well, this has gone really well. We thank you both. Thanks for your experience. Next year when you're a senior, we'll have to do this again and get a little look back on the senior year. But thanks so much for being here, Ann and Tony Kay from Crescent High School.
Yeah.
And for the rest of you listening out there, get involved. Go fishing. But yeah, make time to get out there.
Take the back roads when you can.
Don't forget that camera. See you back here next week with more Woods and Water South Carolina.